The debate over the fiscal cliff has a vocabulary all its own, with the phrases pinging back and forth a lot of us don't know, or even worse, think we do, but might be wrong. So we've asked David Kestenbaum of Planet Money to join us for a brief explainer. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure thing.
Let's start with the obvious one, the so-called fiscal cliff. There's been a lot of talk about whether or not that phrase is just a little dramatic. Where's it come from?
Weirdly, it was popularized by a guy who's not known for being quotable. In fact, his job is to not say anything very exciting. I'm talking, of course, about Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
As we had expected, however, these factors proved transitory.
So, Scott, let me just paint the scene for you. This is the House Financial Services Committee back in February. Members of Congress looking totally zoned out, some of them clutching cups of coffee. And then this just kind of tumbles out of Ben Bernanke's mouth.
I think you also have to protect the recovery in the near term. Under current law, on January 1st, 2013, there's going to be a massive fiscal cliff.
So he says the words fiscal cliff.
As soon as I heard it, I was about to go, yow!
It's like, oh, that's a concrete thing. He said the word cliff. So some member of the press somewhere was awake. There are headlines saying Bernanke warns of fiscal cliff. Now, apparently, the term fiscal cliff had been circulating around Capitol Hill, but this really puts it out there. I should say the Congressional Budget Office, it's been writing reports about this. They call it the fiscal tightening or fiscal restraint. Mm. And some people have said, you know, it's really a fiscal slope. But once you say fiscal cliff, there's sort of no going back.
Yeah. Let me ask you about phrases like loopholes and deductions. And put it this way, one man's loophole, another man's lawful deduction, or even tax incentive?
They're exactly the same thing. I mean, if it benefits you, if it's a deduction, if it benefits someone else, it's a loophole. Do you own a home, Scott? I think you do, right?
I own an apartment, yes.
Okay, so you get to deduct your interest payments. So to you,
a tax incentive for strengthening our community.
See, but I'm a renter.
I believe what you meant to say, yes.
So I'm a renter. To me, that's a loophole. You have a kid, right?
Two, as a matter. And believe you me, they are anything but loopholes.
I have one, too. That's a great tax credit, I like to call it. You got solar panels,
money suck, but a tax credit. Okay.
I mean, if you're a politician looking to eliminate something, it is definitely a loophole.
You've got a special affection for this phrase, doc fix, doc hyphen fix, which is...
All right, let's take this in pieces, Scott. Doc, the first half, you mm-hmm. might guess, is for doctor. Fix implies you've got a problem. This relates to one of the spending cuts that's in the fiscal cliff, and it's a scheduled cut to the amount of money that Medicare pays for doctors. And when you think of the fiscal cliff, we often think of, you know, oh, it's all a result of this gridlock earlier this year. This is a fiscal cliff that happens every single year. Mm-hmm. The cut to doctor pay, it was supposed to be a way to keep medical costs under control. But every year, Congress had said, not this year. Let's not cut the payments to doctors. So they put it off for so long now that if the cut does happen this year, it would cut physicians' payments from Medicare by like 30%, which would be gigantic. So the question is, are they going to put it off again? Are they going to fix it? And that's the doc fix.
Speaking of doctors, Dr. Kestenbaum, I think I'm suffering from sequestration. And is there a pill to clear it up? What is it exactly?
This always seemed like a really weird phrase to me. So it is basically – refers to the bulk of the automatic spending cuts that will happen unless Congress does something. And I looked up sequester in the dictionary, and it doesn't really seem to match up except for, you know, if you think of it as like setting aside money that you don't want to be spent. There is one definition I will share with you. It's the last one listed in the Oxford.
This is when we give a timeout to our children. We're sequestering them, right?
Or if or something mean you do to a horse – a male horse?
Oh, yes. I get it now. Right. Beg your pardon. Yes.
I will share with you the last entry in the Oxford English Dictionary definition of sequester. Mm-hmm. A jelly-like mass gradually hardens and becomes ossified, surrounds like a sheath the necrotic bone, which is then called the sequester.
That's it.
I think that's what they're talking about.
Planet Money's David Kestenbaum. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.